Hey, Mike from Stratford, what's up? Thanks for calling in.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. A couple of things. Number one, on just what you were talking about, I don't think Biden was trying to say everybody that's Republican bad. I have Republican friends. I have independent friends. I have all kinds of friends. But there's a faction of Republicans that's basically wagging the dog. There's a faction that's really controlling the messaging, and it's dangerous. And I think that's what Joe Biden was trying to say.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt because, you know, I think, you know, I mean, look, I'm not a Trump fan, but I don't demonize Trump because for me, the question of Donald Trump is not where is he going to take us? The question really is, why does anybody follow that buffoon? And, you know,
exactly. Why does anybody follow it? At some point, if you're for rule of law, conservatism, and doing things right, how in the world can you follow him? He's lying left and right. He's hire a lawyer for this, hire a lawyer for this. At some point, you got to say, wait a minute. Okay, I think you're a little too dangerous.
But here's
no one
the
wants
deal.
To admit that.
Would if you're in a polling place right now, and you don't have to tell anybody but our listeners how what lever you're pulling.
Right.
It's Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. Who do you pull the lever for?
It's Joe Biden.
Is it a close call?
I will be honest with you. I'll be very honest with you. If it wasn't Joe Biden, and let's say I didn't really like the Democratic person, but say it was somebody like Mike Pence and he had some sense, you know what? If somebody got some sense and they're stating things that are true, I might pull the lever for Mike Pence, even though I'm left-leaning, I've been independent. I would pull it for someone who's stating what I would want. Donald Trump says nothing I want.
No, but here's the reason. So you and I differ. In that polling, in that booth, I wouldn't go, first of all. But if you dragged me in there and said, I take the criticism.
I take the criticism.
I'm not claiming to be responsible, simply honest. If I was in that booth, I would pull for Trump because I would trust Trump's anti-establishment instincts more than I would trust Joe's identity pandering. And
okay,
I think Joe is,
that.
I think he's just pushing us down
you're
in national garbage.
Anti-establishment. But he is not establishing anything.
That's
so
true.
I agree with you to a point. He's not establishing
anything
either.
What do you want to establish? And so let's talk about the role of the state in our lives. You know, because I think we've come to a point.
Well, we're
talking
presidency, just not federal.
Well, no, but I don't mean the state. I meant not the state as a subdivision of the country, but of government. Let's talk about the role of government in society.
Certainly.
I'm not sure I want government establishing things.
I don't want him establishing things, but I want him establishing a position of right or wrong and then sticking to it. That's what I'm saying.
And
I'm
Biden
not saying
has done
what
that?
He should do, this or that.
Biden
but
has
if,
done that.
If you are assaulting police or you're assaulting the public or you're doing things unlawful, it's wrong no matter who's doing it.
Well, okay,
period.
So who from the Democratic platform is talking about Black Lives Matter or the violence in the summer riots of 2020? There has to be accountability in the left. As much as you want to come on this show and say that the right...
Oh, no. Don't get personal there. You hillbilly. This is Mike from Stratford. He is the fourth person of the Trinity.
Same argument. It's
either it's one of Black Lives Matter. One or half dozen. What I said was, right is right, wrong is wrong. I didn't take a position on anyone other than what's right or wrong. You asked me about, Norm asked me about Donald Trump. Answering that question.
My
I wasn't
point is this, though.
Blanketing every other situation. I was not.
So, Mike,
you can't draw me into that.
I got
lastly,
the two mics
about
here.
The climate change. Something is happening with the climate.
Yeah,
whether
I agree.
You want to blame whoever, I don't care who wants to say, well, I don't think it's possible. I don't care what anybody thinks. Something's happening.
So what's the solution, though? Can we trust
there is no
government?
One solution.
Can we trust government to come up with one?
Well, you can't trust the capitalist society to come up with one because they haven't.
No, I get that. Mike, I'm not arguing with you. These are honest questions because I am a soul in despair and a struggling human being looking out at the world around me. And I don't know where to turn for the future.
I'll give you the answer. When I was growing up in the early 70s, stupidly, people would change their oil and pour it in the ground. Now, as dumb as that may sound, people did it. Littering was terrible. I mean, the garbage was everywhere. Government had to come in and say, okay, we got to put guidelines on Freon, on oil, on recovery, on recycling. So government had to supersede the better judgment or lack of judgment of common man. Bad judgment. So I agree, you got to have some kind of laws or government, but you can't have it overreach. That's a delicate balance.
Mike,
I don't think
stick
anybody
around. We
got
to cut to
right.
a break. We got to cut to a break. I want to talk to you more. You're listening to WICC 600 AM, 107.3 FM, WICC600.com if you're live streaming and listening to English. Hey, we're noodling a little bit of politics, and we're talking with Mike from Stratford. We've got Mike the Madman from North Carolina on the phone, too. And Mike from Stratford, you know, you identified yourself as liberal or to the left, I think. And so,
No. I'm liberal, but I got some sense. I can be liberal. Some things I'm conservative on.
Yeah,
I'm
I got you. No, I didn't mean to categorize you.
Liberal.
But I wanted, you know, I'm struggling personally with what I think the role of government should be. So with respect to climate change, whether it's man-made or cyclical or whatnot, something's changing. It ain't good. And I don't know that we can collectively make our situation better. You then pointed out things like, you know, petty pollution. I'm not petty, but collectively it builds up. But you pour the oil from your car into the yard or you litter. And so the tragedy of the commons was the areas that belong to everyone get neglected. So government steps in and imposes regulation to improve everyone's life. I will accept that as a role for government. And I wonder whether my preoccupation with libertarianism isn't misplaced. You know, I don't. If you're a longtime listener, you may have heard me talk about books by a woman named Mary Midgley. She's a philosopher who died not long ago at the ripe old age of 100. And she wrote that, you know, the notion of a social contract, of natural law, the rights of individualism, these ideas were important counterweights to the divine right of kings and absolute authority of the state in the 17th century. But maybe they've run their course, and maybe individualism isn't all it's cracked up to be. But I'm not sure that collectivism is the counterweight, and I don't know what the middle ground is. And as I'm looking around at politicians, I'm not liking anybody. I'm voting for
and
the lesser of two evils.
You.
Well, how do we change that? How do we? Is there a way to change
Norm,
that?
If I knew, I'd be a quadrillionaire. If I knew, I don't know either.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, when something presented itself to me as a grown man, I have to make a decision based on experience, knowledge, and weighing not only my opinion, the opinion of others, and then someone has to make a decision. You can't just everybody, well, you do it your way, you do it your way. No. The grown-ups in the room, somebody has to come up with a decision because you can't leave it to everyone's opinion.
I hear
on
that.
Anything.
No, I hear that. So, Mike, we are appointing you the Stratford chairman of the Common Sense Party of Connecticut.
Thank you.
Because I think you're articulating the frustration that most of us have right now. You know, we are drawn in by the political rhetoric of our times and attracted to candidates often as the lesser of two evils. I think if we insist that they do better, they might. And it's discussions like this that will promote that. So thank you for calling
in.
That's it. Thanks.
You're welcome.
So let me noodle on a little bit more with this Brett Stevens column. We were talking about the categories. He's critical of President Biden's speech on the soul of America, and he was talking about folks included in it. It takes in the anti-Semites who marched at Charlottesville, as well as the socially conservative Americans with traditional beliefs about marriage, which would have included Barack Obama during his 2008 run for president. It encompasses undoubted election deniers like lawyers Sidney Powell and John Eastman, along with ordinary Americans who've been bamboozled into harboring misguided but sincere doubts about the integrity of the last election. In other words, Biden claimed to distinguish MAGA Republicans from mainstream ones and then proceeded to conflate them. That may resonate with partisan Democrats who've never seen a conservative they didn't consider a bigot or a fool, but it gives the lie to the idea that dismantling MAGA Republicanism is the primary objective of the president of his party. Amen, I say to that. What do you say, Mr. Boyer? Mr. Boyer.
I'm still stuck on the cognitive dissonance of the last caller. I can't believe you appointed him a chairman of a common sense commission.
Okay,
I am defending Mike from Stratford.
I want to fight now. I thought that guy resonated with common sense, and you're just sounding like some sort of redneck reactionary jerk who's watching reruns of Beverly Hillbillies wondering where Jethro is because you want to become his best friend. Mike from Stratford, I'm here for you. I'm defending you against this renegade from the South. It's called the lost cause for a reason. We kicked your hindquarters in the Civil War. We won. We're right. We're the North. You're South. You're grousing about it. You're whining about it. And now you're picking on Tom from Stratford. What cognitive dissonance are you talking about? What cognitive dissonance?
You don't even know his name.
Yeah, it was Mike. I know. Is that ageism now? Now you're going to mock me because I'm old and I don't remember everything? You know, what? You probably remember the last three people you flipped off in an incident of road rage in the last 24 hours. That's nothing to be proud of, okay?
I would never. I would absolutely never. I'm too reasonable.
What was wrong with Mike from Stratford? What was wrong?
The pawn I was attempting to pick.
Yeah, I do that too. That's called aphasia. In my case, it's age related. In your case, it's not. But I can deal with it. What's up?
The bone I was attempting to pick was simply that the call began with an assertion that the right side of American politics has been co-opted by a small minority group, radical group.
No, I think what he was saying, no, I didn't say, he didn't say that. He didn't say that, and you can't accuse me of interrupting you. It's my show. It's my party, and I'll whine if I want to,
Okay.
No, look, here's the deal. What he said was there is a faction within that party that's got a screw loose. You've got to agree with that, don't you?
Absolutely, but I'm not going to say that without acknowledging, you know, if you're making specific reference to the January 6th events, right? Because that's really what that was about, right? And that's been the prevailing narrative emanating from establishment media. But if we're not going to shine a light on the proportional effect coming from the other side of the spectrum, we're not starting at a common sense.
No, but if we always have to play the moral equivalence game, we're never going to get anywhere. That's the tit for tat problem, or the tu quoquam, the U2 thing. You know, I think your side of the aisle is full of beans, and because, you know, and I can't I just leave it at that? Do I have to rub their nose into why? Can't I just say, okay, we were going to agree to disagree about this, but where do we agree? How do we build a common bridge? Isn't that an acceptable rhetorical move?
I think, but you know, ultimately you're going into the voting booth, and the question is one or the other, right? And that's really the essence of your question.
Well, that
and you're
was
voting
yeah.
opposite. Right, and you're voting opposite to Mike from Stratford, who is the chairman now of the Common Sense Party in Southern Connecticut.
No, just in Stratford. You redneck hillbilly, there are 169 towns in Connecticut, okay? Get it straight, okay? Stratford is one of them, okay? There are four points on the compass, north, south, east, west. There are a lot of towns in Southern Connecticut, you parochial redneck. Okay? Don't even insult my state when you call your football team the Tar Heels, and we're supposed to understand what that means.
I'm a Wolfpack fan.
Yeah, that's even worse.
North Carolina had a great weekend.
Speciesist dog. I mean, honestly, you know. But speciesist dog. That's probably cutting too close to the identity of wolves. And in some quarters of the Northeast, I'd be tarred and feathered before being offensive.
One wolf and another wolverine, I guess. So you got the smaller one. I'll take the real animal.
So you're going to insult my football team. Folks, if you don't know it, University of Michigan football teams is the incarnation of God in time in North America at the present moment. So if you're looking for inspiration and a reason to live, Saturdays you can watch Michigan's Wolverines, rated number 4 in the United States right now. Okay, on their way to number 1. That might be hard for people in backwater states without plumbing, okay? In states where they view shoes as optional, like North Carolina, to accept. But the Michigan Wolverines are, you know, the incarnation of God in time in North America today. And if you can't accept that, I've got nothing to say to you. Nothing.
Well, no, I accept that you guys are number 4 right now. What is NC State right now? We were 13. We got a win. Let's see here. I'll let you know.
You don't even know. You know, you claim to be a fan of your team. You don't even know where they are in the national polls. Are you married?
I am indeed married.
Quick, what's your wife's name? See, I counted the 4-1,000. You're still thinking about it. That is an example of your passionate devotion to her. You can't even remember her name. I give you an opportunity to pass on your devotion to her, and you plead the constructive fifth by remaining silent. Oh, Mike, I love you.
Oh, man.
So let me go back to
it. We actually won and went down in the rankings. How does that happen? We were 13, now we're 18.
Well, what'd you do? Play the Tidy Bowl team or something? Where? In the AP poll? No, I don't. I mean, it's too early in the college football season. So, folks, we've been kind of noodling and goofing off today and having fun. But the serious point is, it is time for a new political party in this country. And I'll talk about it every chance I get. We're going to call it the Common Sense Party. And we're going to appoint chairmen of people around town. And you're going to be looking for examples of around their towns and their states. And we're going to be looking for examples of politicians who managed to avoid the Biden trap that Brett Stevens wrote about in the New York Times today in his Soul of the Nation speech, demonizing large quarters of Americans. It's going to avoid MAGA, you know, Trump. It's not a cult of personality that we seek in this country. To the degree that you're attracted to Trump, you're attracted to him not because you like him, but because he's saying things that you don't think anybody else is saying. Here's a newsflash. Say them for yourself. Become the leader you wish you had the opportunity to vote for. That, I think, is the message from today's show. So what's next in the Boyer in your life? Any interesting controversies in the law coming up, Mike?
Yep. We're taking on the state of North Carolina in a case that is already pretty widely publicized in the area here regarding the North Carolina Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission. We got beat up a little bit this morning in a TRO hearing, but we're going to, you know, lick our wounds and keep fighting.
Only in the South do people announce that they've been wounded and they want to lick them. You heard it live here on WICC 600 AM, 107.3 FM, WICC600.com if you're live streaming. You've been listening to Norm Pattis and Mike Boyer. This is the Norm Pattis Show. Come back tomorrow. We'll be here. Coming up next is Paul Pacelli. He will give you the sober adult counterweight to the mayhem you've just endured for the past 2 hours. Thanks.